Morning, everyone, and welcome to MTI. Today we will discuss the growth outlook for 2011 in the context of recent global and domestic economic developments. MTI now expects GDP growth for 2011 to be around 5 to 7%. This is higher than the 4 to 6% forecast we had previously announced. Our latest forecast reflects three key considerations. First, economic performance in the first quarter of this year has come in stronger than expected. Second, while there are continuing uncertainties, the external environment remains supportive of growth in the near term. Third, a number of industry-specific factors are expected to bolster growth in the domestic economy. Let me bring you through each of these factors. First, economic performance in the first quarter of 2011. We've started the year with a solid economic performance. On a year-on-year basis, the economy grew by 8.3% in the first quarter of 2011. And coming from a high base in 2010, this represents a very healthy pace of growth for the economy. Growth momentum has picked up strongly, and compared to the preceding quarter, the economy grew by 22.5% on a seasonally adjusted annualized basis. Notably, the manufacturing sector rebounded by 75% on a sequential basis. And this was due to a strong boost from the biomedical manufacturing cluster, resulting from a higher value-added mix of active pharmaceutical ingredients being produced. The services producing industries also performed well. In particular, the financial services sector delivered a stronger than expected performance on a sequential basis, despite recent turbulence in the global financial markets. This was mainly due to the robust recovery in the domestic economy, which led to strong growth in domestic business lending. And with this firm start in 2011, the economy is on track to deliver higher growth this year compared to what we had earlier anticipated. Second, the external economic environment continues to be conducive for Singapore's growth. In the latest World Economic Outlook released in April, the International Monetary Fund has maintained its 2011 growth forecast for the global economy at 4.4%. The US economy is expected to continue to grow for the rest of the year, although at a modest pace. There's been gradual improvements in the US labor market, although the pace has been slower compared to past recoveries. And coupled with rising wages and loosening credit conditions, this will underpin growth in household consumption. Business investment in the US is robust. They have healthy balance sheets and improving sales, contributing to rising business confidence. In Europe, economic recovery continues, notwithstanding sovereign debt concerns in certain European economies. In fact, on an annualized basis, growth accelerated to 3.1% in the first quarter of 2011 from 0.9% in the preceding quarter. Domestic demand is expected to improve, although the pace of growth may be weighed down by the effects of fiscal austerity measures coupled with high employment and tight credit. Growth will also be supported by strong external demand. For example, Germany's exports rose to record levels in March this year, with extra EU trade rising by 26% in February on a year-on-year basis. Finally, Asia remains a bright spot and will continue to lead global growth. Despite monetary tightening measures, domestic demand is expected to remain firm in the region. In China, business investment is expected to continue growing on the back of strong corporate profitability. Fiscal infrastructure Investment is also expected to receive a boost from new social housing programs. Other regional economies, such as Indonesia and Malaysia, will also likely continue to see healthy growth in domestic demand. And this comes on the back of robust household consumption and investment spending. In Malaysia, for example, investment should be boosted by the rollout of government-led initiatives and overall positive business confidence. Overall, forward-looking indicators point to a steady recovery in external economic conditions. Global economic indicators, such as the OECD's composite leading indicator, continue to increase in recent months. Regional manufacturing activities are also expected to keep up at a robust pace, as evidenced by the most recent Purchasing Managers Index. Besides the conducive macroeconomic environment, industry-specific factors will lend support to domestic growth momentum and bolster Singapore's full-year growth for 2011. In the manufacturing sector, two sectors will provide a boost. The chemicals cluster will see production ramp up by new plant operations, as well as a step up of petroleum production. And this will be accompanied by improving refining margins. The biomedical manufacturing cluster, the BMS cluster, will also be boosted by inventory loading activities, which are done in anticipation of stronger global demand for pharmaceutical products. And in the financial sector, lending and insurance activities will be boosted by the continued recovery in the domestic and regional economies. The sentiment-sensitive industries within the sector could see some improvement as fund managers have started rebalancing their portfolios towards Asia, following the outflows in the first quarter of 2011. However, there are three downside risks that we are particularly watchful. First, oil price volatility. It has increased significantly in recent months. Concerns of oil supply disruptions due to political turmoil in the Middle East and North Africa region have led to an escalation of global oil prices. Should a severe disruption in oil supply occur and cause prices to escalate, global growth will be negatively affected. Nevertheless, our view is that the likelihood of this materializing is low at this juncture, as the worst affected economies such as Libya and Bahrain are not key exporters of oil. Some members of OPEC, the Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries, have also made commitments to increase oil production to cope with any supply disruptions in the region. Second, in the European Union, concerns of a sovereign debt default have grown. Marginal borrowing costs are at an all-time high for the peripheral European economies, and market volatility has risen considerably. Some form of restructuring may have to occur in the medium term. Even when that materializes, there could be significant negative spillovers on the rest of the world via cross-border bank and trade flows. Third, Japan. The Tohoku earthquake and ensuing tsunami and nuclear plant damage have resulted in power outages and production disruptions in Japan. The duration of these eruptions at this point remains uncertain, but company feedback suggests that the present inventory level is sufficient to meet domestic production demands for a number of months. And the local manufacturers could be affected should the disruption in supply from Japan persist into the second half of 2011. The escalations of risk do not form part of our baseline assumptions. Nevertheless, we'll continue to monitor them closely, given the significant impact they may have on the global economy. Finally, aside from these external risks, there are also challenges on the domestic front. Cost pressures remain a concern, given the increase in economic activity and the current tight labor market conditions. As supply-side constraints become binding, cost pressures could continue to build up further, and this would have some impact on business activities. We will continue to watch this closely over the next few quarters. We'll be happy to take your questions now.